We're now going to bring in two guests. We're joined by Baja, Mexico, by Mr. Johnny Punish, who is a writer and political commentator. And we're also joined on the line from London by Mr. Alan Hart, who is an author, journalist, and researcher. Gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. I'd like to start with you, Mr. Hart, if I may. I wanted to ask for your opinion about how the situation in Gaza stands as it is right now, and this entire talk of a ceasefire deal, Hamas obviously putting forward its demands for what it sees as a legitimate ceasefire deal that it would accept.
And I believe this very strongly and with passion. I think President Obama's silence, plus his failure to get through a binding Security Council resolution to stop it, makes him complicit in Israel's orgy of death and destruction. I think it's absolutely disgusting. The ceasefire was clearly basically something of a con trick. Because I believe Hamas that they weren't consulted. But I have to say, I think Hamas has played it very badly. I think it should have agreed to the ceasefire and said, OK, we'll ceasefire quickly, but we'll go to Cairo and we'll have these talks. We have no expectation that the talks will solve any problems, but we'll do it. By not playing it that way, they've allowed Israel, because of the Western media's biased reporting, to be seen to be claiming the moral high ground in the West, and that is clearly absurd.
All right, Mr. Punish, I wanted to ask you the same question as well. As Mr. Hart put it, he does not agree at some points with Hamas and how it handled the ceasefire deal. I wanted to ask you your opinion on the ceasefire deal and how you see this playing out now in the future.
Well, the Israelis are always going to blame the Western media for advantage. They are skilled, experienced, and true, period. So you should expect them to do as they're supposed to do. Hamas, this time, it seems that Hamas is not going to give in, and they're going to ask for the fight. And I'm sure, as we see on the TV, that Israel is going to give it to them. They're doing everything they can to position themselves on Western media to get the support, specifically the American people, who, generally speaking, support Israel unqualified, uncritical, with no critique whatsoever, even in the face of this terrible humanitarian tragedy. This is the game that is played on the American people by the Zionist Eretz Israel system. So I expect Israel to follow through what they say they're going to do. We know they're planning to do it. But this time, I think Hamas is going to stand up to them. And I think Hamas is... listening to all the people in Gaza, they're ready for it. They're sick and tired of the status quo. I think it's time to put it together and say, let's resolve this one way or the other. It looks like people are willing to do it. And it's very sad indeed, because we know that thousands and thousands and thousands of people are going to die if this ground invasion comes to pass. It's very scary indeed. But what Israel wants is a status quo. And that's no longer acceptable to Hamas. It's not acceptable to this author, to this person sitting on this table, and especially people around the world. We want a resolution for the 21st century. We are tired of this.
Right, Mr. Hart, I wanted to ask you about something that you mentioned a bit earlier about the media and its bias, especially the Western media, of course, that is. And I wanted to ask you, do you feel that, you know, you're sitting in London, obviously, do you feel that in the UK, at least, that Britons are now awakening to where the truth really is? Because it does seem that every time there is a further Israeli aggression on the Gaza Strip or Palestinians in general, that there is somewhat of a larger awakening amongst the public at large.
Walker, anybody who watches the images on television, unless they are totally stupid, have got to come to the same conclusions that Johnny and I have basically come to. But please, you've got to see this in a context. Yes, Israel's game plan now is to try to finish Hamas. Now, it's been wanting to do this for some time. All it needed was a pretext, and he got one. But the context is this. It's part of the grand Zion strategy. Israel's purpose in making life hell for the occupied and oppressed Palestinians is, as it's always been, to cause them either to give up their struggle and accept crumbs from Zionism's table, or preferably abandon their homeland and seek new lives elsewhere. I mean, this is what this has been Zionism's game from the beginning. All we're seeing, it's unfolding. what we're seeing dramatically now is how totally alone the Palestinians are. Even these bloody Arab regimes are not lifting a finger. In fact, it's worse than that. Behind closed doors, most bloody Arab regimes would like to see Israel finish the Palestinians.
Indeed, and picking up with something that Mr. Hart said, Mr. Punish, I wanted to ask you, you know, about these civilian casualties at this time. You know, certainly Israel, its mission may be to end Hamas, but it's pretty much targeting civilians, and civilians are by far the vast majority of people who are dying in Gaza in this Israeli aggression. So how does that make any sense? Is that not, in a sense, dangerous to this quote-unquote Zionist plan, as you and Mr. Hart speak of, because at some point the world will ask for accountability, will it not?
Well, the Israelis are contemptuous. They've been doing this for over 60 years now, specifically in the last 20 years, much more, and they are contemptuous. They're reckless. What they're doing is turning the whole world against them. I'm frankly pro-Israeli citizen. I don't want to see one Israeli get hurt or killed, or any one Palestinian get hurt or killed. But this is reckless behavior by the leadership of Israel. Shame on them. They need to be held accountable. They will be held accountable for war crimes. I can guarantee you this author will be calling The Hague and demanding prosecutions for this kind of behavior. Worldwide, we must put a stop to this. And we should not expect the American public. I know the UK public is more aware. We saw the MPs in the UK delivering amazing speeches in the parliament today in favor of the Palestinian people and the tragedy. But in the US, that does not happen. The Congress of the United States is not debating this. The people of the United States still watch the narrative change for them, so that way it's protecting Israel all the time.